Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mouse Club podcast. My name is Marissa, and I'm the host of this podcast. Welcome. I am so excited that you're joining me this week. And if this is your first time, welcome to the Mouse Club. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening to this on to join us for future episodes. This week, I just wanted to do a little catch up with you guys because last week I didn't really do a new segment, and this week there is a lot of news to share. So we're just going to be talking about everything new going on at the Disney parks, and some of the new Disney Plus shows, and just catching up and discussing some things with you guys. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. Since this episode is pretty much all news, we're going to take a really quick break and then we'll be right back with the full episode. All right, everyone. So jumping into today's episode. So yes, last week I had a little bit of a rough week, and I think it was because I was a little bit in my head too much. I actually made a whole vlog about the things I was frustrated with Disney World, and I took it down because I felt like I was being a little bit too negative. But basically, I'm going to get into like a lot of the things throughout this news segment today. But basically, I've just been frustrated lately with JPEG and this whole new Disney system that's been rolling out, and primarily the return of the Disney College program when there's a lot of cast members who have not gotten their jobs back yet. I just don't really understand. I mean, I understand financially why it's better for Disney to hire more Disney College program kids rather than hiring back their cast members, but I'm not exactly proud of that decision. So yeah, it's just been really hard to be on TikTok and to see everybody like doing their Disney College program room tour and all that stuff, because as happy as I want to be for those new CPs, it is sad to see my other friends who have not gotten their jobs back yet, primarily my entertainment friends and my restaurant friends, because even if entertainment is not back yet, which we're also going to talk about today, I'm curious why they have not been offered any other opportunity to work in the parks, like the roles that the college program kids are filling. So anyway, that's been on my mind. You know, the annual pass has been on my mind, how that hasn't been announced yet for Disney World, but we're going to talk about today how it has been announced for Disneyland Paris. And anyway, let's just jump into it because we have a lot to talk about and dive into. So first off, I just wanted to say happy 4th, happy Independence Day. I hope everybody had a safe holiday weekend. I also wanted to talk about Bad Batch and Loki, which Bad Batch I'll be honest, I'm a little bit behind on. I haven't been watching shows as much the past couple of weeks, but Loki, we just caught up last night. There's one new one as you're listening to this that we haven't watched yet, but Loki is really good. I'll be honest, I'm not super, super into it, but I definitely like it better than the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show. It keeps me more engaged, I guess is the right word. But I really have been enjoying it. It's cute, and there's a lot of you know, hidden things I think that we're going to discover as the show continues on. But I'm curious to see how it plays out. I really like the new character of Sylvie. I think she's super awesome. And I'm just curious to see where the show goes. So I'll keep you guys updated next week with the new episodes. But I don't really have much to say besides that. Also, the new Disney movie Encanto is going to have a new trailer drop tomorrow as you're listening to this, so Thursday. If you are interested in seeing that trailer, which I certainly am, it looks like it's going to be so adorable. They showed a little photo on the Disney Facebook page and Instagram page of these little animals standing by the door, and it's super magical, and the animals look adorable, and I just really cannot wait to see this new movie and hear the new music from Lin-Manuel Miranda. I think it's going to be so, so good. Also, the new look for the contemporary rooms, the Incredibles themed rooms, has been, revealed. It's been revealed. I honestly really love them. I think that the Incredibles really plays into the contemporary vibe, because the contemporary vibe is really like, you know, 60s, 70s style, which was, it was kind of supposed to look like futuristic in that time. And now it just kind of looks more reminiscent of that era, I feel like, which The Incredibles takes place in the 60s, I believe. So I think that this fits perfectly, and it's very crisp and clean, which I think is perfect for the contemporary, like crisp colors, crisp lines, and I really like it. If you haven't seen it, you can check out Disney Parks blog, and they have a whole thing there about the different rooms, and I cannot wait to check them out in person because they look really, really fun for sure. Also, this is probably my favorite news of the week. There is going to be a new Coco scene in Mickey's PhilharMagic. I am so excited about this. Coco is my favorite Pixar movie, and I think that this is going to be awesome to have Donald come into the Coco movie and have some of the Coco songs in it. I think it's going to be adorable, and I cannot wait to see this debut. I just can't say enough about this, and I'm excited that PhilharMagic is getting a little update, tiny little update, and I think it's going to be beautiful to see Coco in that show. So I'm thrilled. Let me know your thoughts, because I know some people don't like that, but I think it's going to be really, really awesome. Disneyland is opening more restaurants. Trader Sam's, Corn Dog Castle, Hungry Bear Restaurant, Tangaroa Terrace, and Tropical Bar and Grill. Oh, wait, I think that's all one. Tangaroa Terrace, Tropical Bar and Grill. I'm ecstatic that more restaurants are opening. I'm curious if this means Trader Sam's is going to soon be opening at Disney World. I am very, very hopeful that it will be, because I've never been and I really, really want to go. And, you know, Blake and I have done the monorail bar crawl several times now because we've been by ourselves once or twice. And then we went with my mom, and then we went with my dad and stepmom to get the bread pudding at the Polynesian. So we've been a few times to the Polynesian, and I would really, really love to go to Trader Sam's. So I'm hoping that it opens up soon, and we shall see. I'm excited about that more things are opening up more and more, and as well as Disney World, because this week the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor and Casey's Corner reopened, which is awesome. If you didn't know, I used to work at the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, so to see my friends getting their jobs back, and I saw some of the pictures of cast members that have been working there for like 20 years, their smiling faces, it just brought tears to my eyes. It was so exciting to see them back at their job, doing what they love, and at a place that they've brought magic to for so many years. So I'm thrilled about that. And Casey's Corner has the vegan hot dog, which I absolutely love. So I cannot wait to go. As soon as they bring back the annual pass, I will be the first in line for Casey's Corner. Okay, next up. So from July 6th through August 12th at Disney Springs, there is a new food tasting event called The Flavors of Florida, and there's a bunch of different food and drinks. So if you want to see the full list, go to the Disney Parks blog page on Facebook. But basically, some of the highlights are the key lime pie donut at Everglades, which looks absolutely delicious, and the key lime cookie of the month at Gideon's. It's a key lime cookie with chocolate chips, I believe, and salt. It looks really delicious, and they also have the key lime cake slices available at Gideon's, which I definitely want to try. We might be doing that this weekend because we don't have any plans this weekend yet. I definitely want to hang out with my bestie Jordan because I haven't seen her in like 2 weeks, and I definitely want to do something Disney because I haven't vlogged in a couple of weeks, just because I've been, you know, having a rough time. So I definitely want to do something fun this weekend, so maybe we'll do that. We'll do the Flavors of Florida event and try out those new treats, so we shall see. But if you've tried them, let me know because they sound absolutely delicious. Okay, next is probably the biggest news of the week. So here's the tea, guys. So these are both rumors that have been circling around about Disney World for a while, and they are now officially confirmed for Disneyland Paris. So first off, Disneyland Paris annual passes are going to be coming back July 15th, or the pass sales, I should say. Thrilled about this. You guys know, if you listen to the podcast, how much I am desperate for an annual pass right now because I want to go to the parks so bad. So Disneyland Paris is getting their annual passes back July 15th. This is amazing news because this is going to be the first park to resume annual pass sales. Disneyland and Disney World still have not resumed annual pass sales. So I am thrilled through the roof that the passes are coming back July 15th to Disneyland Paris, because I hope this means good news for Disney World and Disneyland. With that comes another announcement, which has been highly rumored, which is that a paid FastPass system called Disney Premier Access is coming to Disneyland Paris. This system is going to be charging €8 to €15 per person per ride, which I'm just remembering as I was prepping for this episode. I wanted to see, I wanted to see how much that is in American dollars. So let me look that up because I forgot to do that. Okay, so €8 is about $9.44 in the United States dollar. So basically about $10 per ride, up like $10 to $20 per person per ride for Disneyland Paris. I couldn't really understand like the wording of this, if you have to pay for each one separately or if you can get a pass that has them all together, which is kind of like Universal Express. It looked like to me, which correct me if I'm wrong, it looked like you pay for each ride separately, which to be honest, I can see both the positives and the negatives of this. First off, for positives, for me myself, as a girl who lives in Orlando and can go to the parks basically whenever I do go to the parks and I see a wait time that's over a time that I want to wait, which is usually like 45 minutes, I usually don't wait for that unless it's like a new attraction, then I just won't ride it. So for me, it's not like I probably won't invest in the passes if they do bring it to Disney World. But for people who come on a vacation where maybe this is the only time they're going to be able to go in the next 5 years, that is a lot to pay for FastPass, especially when, you know, especially if they're trying to get everything done in one day, it would be really hard to do that just doing the standby queue. And I can't really determine if this is going to affect the standby queue in any way. I'm almost thinking it's going to make the standby queue longer for most of these attractions because I feel like it's not going to be as popular as the free fast pass, which, you know, would have kept the standby queue down because there were more people in fast pass. But on the opposite side of that, they were also pulling in more people from the fast pass line. When I worked at attractions in Universal, basically you get like a ratio. So they'll say, you know, we're doing a 3-to-1 ratio for Express. So you pull in, you know, 3 people from Express to every 1 person of the standby queue. And I think that with this paid system, I don't know, it's really hard to see. I guess we'll see how it looks. But with this paid system, I don't know how the ratio is going to look, because if there's not as many people in the FastPass line, maybe the line will be quicker for the standby line. But I also don't know, because then all the people that would be in the FastPass line, they might be in the standby line. So I don't really know. I don't know how this is going to affect wait times. I also don't know how many people are going to pay for it. I do kind of like the ride system where you pay for the ride itself, because let's say you're on a trip, right? And in this one trip, the thing you want to do the most is the, I don't know, let's do something random, is Space Mountain. And so Space Mountain has a $10 Premier Fast Pass, or what's it called? Disney Premier Access. Or it has a 65-minute wait time. So if you absolutely do not want to wait for that line, but you absolutely do want to ride Space Mountain, maybe it would be beneficial for certain families to pay for that ticket and then be absolutely sure that they can ride the one ride that they really wanted to ride and then wait in the other rides. You know what I mean? So rather than paying like $100 per person for the Express Pass, they could just pay for this one ride that they really, really wanted to do and then wait for the others. But I mean, we'll see. We'll see how this works out. As Disney World continues to expand, I feel like wait times have been continuously dropping because, you know, the people are more spread out through the parks. There's more to do. There's more lines to wait in. But I guess we'll see. So I'm not sure. And also, of course, we have to factor in the virtual queue, like for Rise of the Resistance, because more of their newer rides are going towards that, as well as Universal Rides are going towards the virtual queues. So I really don't know what it's going to look like, but I'll keep you guys updated. The biggest thing for me is I'm thrilled that the annual passes are coming back. I did think personally that with the announcement of the paid fast passes, that was going to come with an announcement of an annual pass that included that. You know, like Express, because at Universal, there's a certain annual pass where after 3 p.m. you get Express. So I thought that was going to be something similar with Disney, but it seems that right now the Disney Premier Access for the rides is all individual. So I guess that's just how it's going to be right now. But I guess we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. And then as far as Disneyland goes, there is going to be discounted tickets available for California residents. So this continues through September. It's $249 for a three-day single park ticket, or $304 for the park hopper. So I couldn't find much information about how this works with the park reservation system, because here in Disney World for the park reservation system, Blake and I were considering getting the Florida discounted ticket, but it was very strict. Like, for example, you had to use all 4 days within the same week, and you had to use them back to back. And then we also had to like factor in like the blackout dates. So I don't really know how exactly it's going to work with the Disneyland tickets. But if you're interested in those discounted tickets for California residents, you can check out the Disneyland website, and that will probably give you more information than I have. Also, there are new offerings at Galaxy's Edge, a bunch of new ones. So there's the new Batuan Beef and Crispy Topato Stir Fry, the Roasted Andorian Chicken Salad, the Pirajanad Hot Chicken Tip Yip, which is kind of like a Chipotle bowl from what I read, the Pika Tuna Poke, which I think Blake would absolutely love because he loves poke, an Outpost Puff, which sounds delicious. It has like chocolate and green milk drizzle, which sounds so yummy. The Kirill Pork Rinds, the Zuki Wrap, which is a plant-based zucchini and vegetable wrap. The Triple Suns Breakfast Wrap, which is also a plant-based wrap that has plant-based eggs in it. And the Andouan Fruit with Muja Sauce, which has a bunch of fruit in it with a sauce on top, which reminds me totally of when we went to Colombia and they had like the mango everywhere with the lime and chili seasoning. So I think those are going to be super yummy, and I cannot wait to try the new flavors. Back to school shopping is officially open on the Disney, I can't think of the word, the Shop Disney website. So there are a whole bunch of cute new items like backpacks, notebooks, pens, pencils, all kinds of cute stuff on the Shop Disney website for back to school. I cannot believe school's going back next month. I actually was with my cousin yesterday and I asked her, oh, how was school today? I completely forgot that it was July and we were in the middle of the summer, but I cannot believe that school's back next month. It's August already. It's crazy how quick this year is flying by, and I just miss back to school shopping, if I'm being honest. I really loved shopping for back to school and picking up my notebooks and everything else, so I'm really excited for everybody who gets to pick out their stuff this year. So if you want to go check that out, it's on the Shop Disney website. And then we actually discussed this a little bit in last week's episode with James Brown, but in-person running is resuming this fall for the Run Disney like marathons and stuff like that. So another step in the right direction, and I know I have a lot of friends like James who are really excited to do this. I wanted to do a marathon a few years ago and I never got around to it, but I'm thinking about training now, especially because I have an idea in my head. I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but I would love to climb Mount Kilimanjaro for my 30th birthday. So we'll see for sure. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stick with this running schedule, but we'll see. Also, there were new Disney ambassadors announced. Ali Mannion, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct. I think Ali Mannion and Ravon Redding, which is thrilling. I actually met Ravon years and years and years ago, and he was so kind and so fun and so outgoing. And Disney ambassador is basically like, are the ambassadors for cast members. So they kind of represent all the cast members in the park. So congratulations to them. Super exciting. There's also a new cold brew black calf coffee at Galaxy's Edge, which has sweet cream cheese and chocolate puffs. I've been seeing it all over Instagram. Apparently everybody loves it. And then lastly, Black Widow is debuting her new suit at Disneyland. It's a white suit from her new movie and it looks really cool. But this brings me to something else I wanted to discuss today, which is entertainment. I'm very, very confused because Disneyland has all these characters out. Black Widow, Loki, Spider-Man. I mean, they're not doing meet and greets, but they have like a photo op location and they're kind of talking to guests. I'm just wondering why we don't have that for Disney World. I know so many of my friends are eager to get back to their jobs of being in entertainment. And I just really wish that this could happen for us here in Florida because there's so many entertainment offerings in Disneyland. And I guess I'm also just confused why we can't have meet and greets yet, because now with the new restrictions of guests and cast members who are fully vaccinated not having to wear masks, they are in each other's faces all the time anyway. Like if you're placing a food order with a cast member who's not wearing their mask and then you as a guest is not wearing your mask, then what difference is that for, you know, having a meet and greet with a character who's not wearing a mask? So I'm hoping that we get an announcement on entertainment soon. But I am excited for all of these announcements, for everything kind of returning back to normal. So let me know, guys. Talk to me on Instagram. Let's chat. Let's catch up. And also, if you have any guests you would like to have on the podcast, send me a message. I'm trying to kind of line up the rest of the year's schedule. So I'm looking for some guests for the rest of the summer, for the fall, and for the Christmas season. So let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I guess that's basically it. Thanks so much for catching up with me on this week's episode, and I'll chat with you all real soon. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Mouse Club podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to this on. And if you're listening on Apple, please leave us a little rating and review if you would be so kind. If you would like to follow us on social media, please check us out, themouseclubpodcast.com, or send us an email at themouseclubpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Mouse Club Podcast. And if you'd like to follow our host, Marissa Potts, that's me, you can follow me at Little Miss Mariss. That's LittleMrissMariss, Little Miss Mariss. And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.